The small Chinese community in Chennai neglect their ancient culture and adopt purely Indian characteristics. 6 decades in India, Fan Shanto is more Indian than Chinese. His family is one of the 20 in Chennai whose Chinese culture is gradually fading away, but there are no complaints. Shanto's parents fled to India during the Second World War to escape Japanese invasion. First they settled in Kolkata and then moved down to Chennai. Shanto married an Indian Halim but continues to practice Buddhism. He watches Hindi movies on television and hardly speaks any Chinese language. Shanto has set up a noodle making company which he says is doing quite well. The only thing that he passed on to his children was a little bit of his religion and celebrating festivals like Chinese New Year.
Custom is there, but now we are Pakka Indian. We are born and brought up. See, now there's no, actually we are a custom, how the Indian custom is there. To make Deepavali, we'll make Deepavali. Make Holi, we'll make Holi. You know, like this.
Liang Mi, a hairdresser, married a Telugu man and moved down to Chennai. Her father runs a noodle making company in Kolkata. May is a Christian and they celebrate both Hindu and Christian festivals at home. But Chinese festivals are celebrated only when she goes to her father's home.
Now the generation is very different. People would not like to go for, like, though they are Chinese, but they follow more like to know everything about English, not Chinese.
Others like Albert Yen, who runs a dental clinic, says it is easy to adapt as both the Indian and the Chinese cultures are oriental. He turned down an offer to settle down in the United States.
You are very comfortable here, no? You'll have to adapt yourself. After all, I would say you're not losing anything. After all, Oriental culture is there, no? That will always be there. Western culture is very difficult to adapt. Oriental culture is very close to each other. That's how I feel.
Even though there are 20 Chinese families in Chennai, they do not have any association with their Chinese friends. Most of them converse in Indian languages and prefer Indian food at home. Poonam Dagar, ANI.